Hello everybody, this is Rick, and it is July the 23rd, 2012. We have two questions on the AR library call this morning. The first goes like this. While trying to recover from infidelity, I feel like I have pushed all my friends and family away. When the infidelity was first discovered, I sought after my family and friends for support. I've now decided that is the only way I can properly recover things with my husband in our marriage is not talking to any of my family or friends. When dealing with my family and friends, I continue to hear the background noise of their opinions on what I should be doing. One moment I agree with them and the next I don't. I'm on a roller coaster and can only handle so many relationships at a time. I know I need to handle my marriage relationship before all others right now. I know cutting them off completely isn't right, but I feel guilty and like it's my fault for causing so much turmoil amongst everyone right now. I think it is crazy I feel this way because I didn't even have the affair. My family and friends have continued to be there for me, unlike my husband over the years, and that's why I feel this guilt for cutting them off right now. I know I cannot control what I say. I can control what I say when I talk to them, and how I truly feel right now. Even though I wish I could, I guess my question is: now that I have cut my family and friends off, how or what should I say to them? They continually ask me how I'm doing. A few have given up on trying to contact me, and I have continued to ignore them. I want to say something, I just don't know what to say or how to say it. And I think that dealing with family is definitely a problem for people. I certainly appreciate your question. So I guess the first thing, I would just draw boundaries with them, and the boundaries would be simple. I would tell them that you appreciate their concern and their ongoing support, but that you feel it's best not to discuss what's happening within the marriage with them. That way, you're able to kind of set what the parameters are on what you can talk with them about. Tell them that if things change, that you'll let them know. Again, that you appreciate their concern and prayers, but for the time being, as you work on the marriage, you really don't want to process the marriage with them, and you don't want to put them in the middle between you and your husband. Say, you know, I'm also thinking that in the long run, if we work things out, it's not going to be good for you if, you know, I've tainted you against my husband and talked negatively to you about him. So therefore, it's better for us to be involved with others that are safe to process with right now, and it leaves you free to have a relationship with him apart from the negative lens that I might be putting on him because of our difficulties. So while I appreciate again your support for our marriage, just know that I am not going to be discussing the marriage with you. Hopefully that will give you some help while dealing with them. Second question. My question goes something like this. I'm 3 months out from D-Day. We attended a June EMS. While that was an amazing experience when we got back home, my fears of going back to life as abnormal happened. I have no new information regarding disclosure since we left Texas. My wife is still on the fence about what to do, stay or go. I believe her own guilt is the only thing keeping her from having papers drawn up. We can seem to have some okay times together, but at the time any questions are being asked, the topic turns to our relationship and she withdraws. She has not done one thing to make me feel safe with her, continuing to go to the bar after work and just not having much communication. She thinks I'm trying to control the situation just with me wanting to talk. I do not believe she has told me who her true AP is, and last Thursday when we were visiting, I told her that Every fiber in my being is telling me her AP is a coworker, not who she told me he was. She denied and then got upset and explained to me how her first emotional affair 10 years ago was my fault because I wasn't there for her. Her second emotional affair was my fault because she did nothing, because she felt nothing had changed. And now I'm seeing, and now seems to try to justify her recent physical affair because she's already checked out. I've been offering her nothing but grace and compassion and understanding, and she isn't engaging. I still did not get her passwords, phone records, or last name of her AP, and not that I intended to call, but it would have been nice if I would have decided. Now my question. I still have a question, and we still need to talk. Am I to put all that along with my feelings and emotions and concerns on the back burner? When I do that, it seems to get better between us, but to me, it really feels like I'm pretending normal. I know that I cannot be married to her if she is still keeping secrets and telling lies. I cannot live my life constantly worrying when she's coming home and when she's who she's with and where she is at. Is there any hope for her to get it someday? Right now, she doesn't and seem to want to. I love her very much and don't want to see our family split up. She told me the other day that she has feelings for her coworker, the one I think is the AP, and the one that when we were at EMS, she told me that he could be someone who could be on a radar. Next question. How do I deal with knowing that she sees him and works with him every day? More than likely, they go out after work together. This is maddening. What do I do? So, I think your first question, if someone is unwilling to address the marriage, if they're not going to be committed in the marriage, there's really no way to work on the marriage. It's impossible to begin to go forward if that relationship isn't terminated. As I said at EMS, when someone's ambivalent about whether or not they work on the relationship, I said you step back, you give them an allotted amount of time, whatever you decide that it needs to be, whether it's a month, 3 months, and if things don't change within that time period and they're not able to make that commitment back to the relationship, I don't know anything else to do other than beginning to move forward and you taking the step out, because the reality is they're probably not going to be able to make that decision. Someone who's ambivalent, it's almost like breaking off the affair and coming back to the marriage, if they even do that, because it sounds like that's happening with you, and then going back to the affairs, the back and forth that characterizes literally the pattern. Breaking up is just really a way of kind of, it's a continuation of what's been happening. So, with ambivalence, you give them time. If they don't stop, then most likely you'll have to make that call at a certain period of time. And your next question, how do I deal with that, knowing she sees or works with him every day potentially? You know, again, there's no way to go forward. If you'll read the newsletter that I wrote last week on what forgiveness is not, I think part of this is addressed. And you would find, you know, one of the things I said was, unless a relationship, it's not condoning what someone is doing, and unless, again, the relationship is terminated, I do not see any way that you can possibly go forward. So hopefully, you know, at some point she's got to be in or she's got to be out. And if that doesn't happen, then you have to be in or you have to be out. And this relationship would have to be cut off. And I know that's maybe not what you want to hear, but I just don't see how you can do something if she doesn't want to change or doesn't want to cut it off. And more time and leaving it in this space ultimately isn't going to change things. So I wish I had better news for you on that one. I do hope that answers your question. So I want to thank you guys for calling in or listening in today, and I am going to be sending this recording in. I've got to step out, so I won't be live at 12 o'clock, but I hope everybody has a good week, and I look forward to your questions next week.